AP News for Friday, October 7th. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors say an ex-National Security Agency worker thought he was in contact with the Russian government. Norman Hall reports.
A former NSA employee from Colorado charged with espionage thought he was sending classified information to Russia when he was talking to an undercover FBI agent, according to court documents released Friday. Jara Sebastian Dahlke is accused of 6 counts of attempting to provide documents and information related to national defense to the Russian Federation. The information he's accused of providing to an undercover FBI agent includes a threat assessment of the military offensive capabilities of an unidentified foreign country. The Army veteran allegedly told the agent that he had $237,000 in debts and that he had decided to work with Russia because of heritage ties.
Sagar Meghani reports President Biden's statement that a nuclear Armageddon is as close as it was in the Cuban Missile Crisis goes beyond current government assessments.
White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre and U.S. security officials say there's no evidence of imminent plans for a Russian nuclear strike.
He was reinforcing what we have been saying, which is how seriously we take these threats.
It's not the first time the president's appeared to push against the margins of U.S. policy. In March, he twice made remarks about Putin that the White House had to walk back.
I think he is a war criminal.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
Last month, he told CBS's 60 Minutes U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if China invaded. U.S. policy does not say whether American troops would respond to a Chinese attack. The White House later said there is no change to that policy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The center of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine was hit by a series of explosions. The mayor says Russian missiles set off fires at a medical facility in a non-residential building. This is AP News. 2 New York hospitals agree to pay more than $165 million to 147 former patients who have accused a former gynecologist of sexual abuse and misconduct. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Robert Haddon surrendered his medical license after being convicted in 2016 on sex-related charges. He currently awaits trial on charges of sexually abusing dozens of young and unsuspecting female patients for over 2 decades. Columbia University Irving Medical Center and New York Presbyterian had already reached a settlement to establish a $71 million compensation fund last year. Prosecutors have described Haddon as a predator in white coat, accusing him of singling out young and unsuspecting victims, including a young girl he had delivered at birth. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the Major League Wildcard playoffs, the Phillies scored 6 in the 9th to beat St. Louis 6-3. Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 2-1, and the Mariners blanked Toronto 4-0. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.